Why the hell did I come back? Just why? Especially on this night. Was I freaking stupid? I must have been, because here I was, on night 5, trying to survive the night, and he was at my left door. Hi, I'm Mike Schmidt. I'm just a stupid 23-year-old guy that just graduated from college and was in need of cash. Enter in my friend Jacob, giving me the paper and an ad that would change my life forever. An ad for a night guard position at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. Yeah, I was actually going back to the place that gave me a lot of joy, and a lot of sorrow, too. Let me explain that before I get into why I came tonight. June 12th, 1987. 3:45 p.m. It was a normal day at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza Place. The day was bright and sunny, and kids were playing, laughing, and eating pizzas, having a grand old time. No one knew of the horrors that would soon take place, however. Chica and Bonnie were sound asleep, their artificial intelligence turned off. Freddy looked around with his blue eyes. Everything was going as it should, and that was a good sign. A very good one. A little girl saw Freddy and ran up to him, smiling wide. She had to be no older than 3, cute as a button. "Hi, Freddy," she said with the biggest toothy smile. The bear turned his eyes towards the little girl and smiled down at her. He took the black hat off his head and did a little bow in greeting towards the small child, as a gentleman would do.
"Hello, little girl," he greeted her. "How are you today?"
"I'm fine," the little girl Maya answered. "How are you?"
"Doing fine,"
Freddy replied to her, placing his hat back on his head, smiling once more at the small child.
"I'm Maya, and you are my favorite.
The brown bear smiled at this.
"It's nice to meet you, Maya. Thank you, little one. That means a lot."